It's easy for the typical Granite Stater to forget how small New Hampshire is, especially during a presidential election year. Every 4 years, the state's political importance gets inflated by the proudly touted first-in-the-nation presidential primary. This year, New Hampshire's importance has lasted all the way to Election Day, and it's felt by casual and hardcore voters alike.
I might vote this year. I might vote for Obama, you know? It might count this year even more.
Actually, it's my first time voting my whole life. 50 years old, I've never voted in my life.
I think people feel it's more important to vote this year than in past elections, yeah.
I've already cast my ballot. I sent in my absentee ballot already.
That was Tyler Payne, Neil Morissette, Melanie Boschman, and Matt Smith in Manchester. So, how did we get here? Andy Smith is the director of the UNH Survey Center.
New Hampshire's evenly divided, or pretty evenly divided, between Democrats and Republicans.
With a mere 4 electoral votes, New Hampshire is the smallest of the swing states. But in this tight race, the state is getting plenty of attention.
In America. But Mitt Romney doesn't see it.
This was household income when President Obama took office.
In the past 2 months, more than 13,000 presidential campaign ads have bombarded New Hampshire TV viewers. And then there are the many visits by the candidates themselves.
And the people of New Hampshire, you've been around a while, you've looked at politicians, you've got clear eyes, you know how to judge what's what.
New Hampshire, I still believe in you. I need you to keep believing in me.
The reason for focusing on such a small state? Strategic math. Yes, it's a swing state, but USA Today's Susan Page says this race is so close that tiny New Hampshire could be decisive.
And because you can devise scenarios that get you to a tie between President Obama and Mitt Romney, it means that those 4 votes could make the difference, and that's why you've been seeing the candidates in New Hampshire so often.
Page says the present-day campaigns are well aware of the outsized role New Hampshire can play.
Everybody in politics remembers what happened in the 2000 election, which was such a close finish. And if Al Gore had gotten a few thousand more votes in New Hampshire and won your electoral votes, he would have been president, not George W. Bush.
And history could repeat itself. For instance, if the president wins the battleground states in the West and Romney wins the Southeast plus Ohio, then New Hampshire's 4 votes will either provide Romney with the exact amount needed to win or put Obama over by 2. If you look at the polling averages, that seems like a likely scenario. Presently, Obama has a slight edge in the Buckeye state. If he takes Ohio with its 18 electoral votes, it would give Obama a comfortable lead. But the outcome in Ohio is uncertain. So, if all other swing state projections become a reality, and Obama loses Ohio, both candidates will be looking to New Hampshire to select the next president of the United States, which plenty of people in New Hampshire seem to believe is as it should be. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.